Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we live on Blog Talk. We only got less than 1 hour. We're going to just jump right in. The war against the elect, our people, we've been played once again. They're out there putting it out there that we're the face of why Biden was voted in, because we black people turned out in record number, which was a bold-faced lie. But they need to put that out there and show us counting the ballots so that the white people on the other side, who's losing their country, trimming their guns, can now blame us as the face to why this country has fallen. Okay? That's right. This is the war against the elect and our people. Hey, what are you going to do? What do you think? Chime in any part of the conversation. If you want to talk about Van Jones crying and these are the men that's representing, hey, you can say that if you want. But sisters, don't talk about the men that you claim are out there, you know, crying, but you chose them. See, so if you chose a man like that, then it's not his fault, right? Because you're telling men, these are the men you want. Okay, so we're going to make sure that we have to put a buffer in between so that men don't become a pinata up in here. All right? All right, so we're doing this with some level of balance. Okay? Well, let's go down. We have someone, but, you know, either way, say whatever you would like. The floor is yours. The war against the elect. We are the children of Israel. We're back. But guess what? We are in Jacob's trouble between the crosshairs. When will our people wake up? When will they wake up? When will they realize that we are played within this electoral system? Someone on Skype. Let's bring you in. You're on Skype. Shalom, you're live on Skype. Talk to us.
Starting Friday.
What they playing cards? 336 area code. 336. You're live.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, you're live. Floor is yours.
I just wanted to talk about our people voting for Joe Biden. Well, I was talking to a couple of my aunties, and they supposed to be Christian women. So I was talking to her. I said, hey, auntie, how you doing or whatever? And she said, baby, right now I'm in peace. I said, auntie, why are you in peace? She said, well, that evil Donald Trump is at the White House. And I had to just bust her bub. I said, well, auntie, I just want to let you know this. Donald Trump didn't lose. What you mean the TV said he won? I mean, he lost. I said, no, he didn't lose, auntie. This stuff was rigged up. I said, it's just time for us to wake up as black people. And I said, I just want to ask you this, auntie. You said you love the Most High, right? She like, yeah, I love him, dear. I said, well, if you love the Most High, why would you vote for a party that's with same-sex marriages? And then another thing, they killing our black babies. So how can you say you stand for Christ and believe in the Most High, and you down with something that's totally against the Most High? Well, we can disagree to agree and all that. I said, well, I just wanted to drop that on you. It's just time to wake up and do your research and stop laying these news, the news. Lot of y'all, and I had to hit another one of my aunties with the same question, and because she was like, I'm just happy. That Donald Trump, he's so evil, he racist. I said, well, auntie, you tell me this. What did Donald Trump do was so racist? Well, he didn't disnounce the Ku Klux Klan. I said, well, let me tell you what all he have done for the black people. I said, I didn't vote for nobody. I'm going to tell you who I vote for. Christ. Christ, is he never get out of office. He president, king 24/7. But I had to start running down the list and telling her what Donald Trump did for the black race and all that. And then she was like, and I had to use the Andrew Stanton little broadcast on it when Angela Stanton was saying, like, why a black woman can't go to jail for killing a baby, but if a black man killed a baby, he going to prison. She tell me, well, he got the, well, that's the black lady body, and she got the right to do what she. I said, but guess what, Auntie? You the same woman telling me that you believe in Christ. We got to be with God down for. We can't play both sides. It's the most high way, or you going to serve the enemy. Which one you going to do? She hung a foam in my face. So I just told the Most High that I'm just tired. I'm just through with trying to wake up my family. It's sad because these are the people that I grew up to love and have a relationship with. But I understand now that out of all these people in my family, my father's side and my mother's side elder, that I'm the only one that the Most High have chosen to be woken and to be in the truth. And I just that's what I want to share. You know, it just crazy.
Well, thank you, brother. And I'm glad, I'm going to place you on hold. I'm glad this brother standing above all. I'm glad this strong black lion here, Judah, is thinking logically. How long will we as a people make decisions strictly off of emotion? It doesn't have to make any sense. So as soon as you bring common sense to a family member, instead of them processing that, and it breaks, and by processing it, it breaks your cognitive dissonance, you'll rather just get stuck and say, okay, CNN didn't tell me how to deal with this one. Let's agree to disagree. It's a shame when our people get all the arguing points from the dumb box called television. And I digress. 404 area code. I see you there, Sunshine, but let me let a few other people come in and I'll bring you in. All right. And hit one if you'd like to bring in a comment, have a question or comment.
Shalom.
40. Shalom, you're live.
Shalom, how's it going, Elder?
I'm blessed by the best. Name is Ohio.
All right, this is Bro Ohio, man. Just calling to get my opinion on the election and a couple other questions that I have for you. The first thing that I see,
okay.
The last time I called in, I said that it was like, I felt like it was like witchcraft involved. And the reason why I say that is because you can show these people all kind of information about Biden and Kamala Harris, and it's like they don't even hear it. It's like it just goes right over their head, and they're so full of emotion. And the fact that they're so full of emotion makes me feel like, I feel like the Democratic Party was the testing ground for mind control. And I feel like they're sitting back just watching it work. Like, they got people cheating, openly black people cheating, and they got people looking on, watching them. And it's like, y'all think y'all going to get away with this? Like, it's crazy. It's insane. but as far, I want to say something else. As far as Van Jones goes, I believe he's 1,000,000% acting. There was a book out when Obama was president called Rules for Radicals. It was actually dedicated to Lucifer, and it was a must read amongst the Congress. And it was about how to protest. It was dedicated to Lucifer because they called him the first radical. This is in the book. And so I believe that all this is just a game. And it's really just setting us up to look like the Fall Guys in the end so that they can make that purge like scenario where it's just, you know, a free for all. I believe that Trump is still like the better candidate, but at the same time, he's going to go to war, and we're not even paying attention to the stuff that he's doing overseas when it comes to Iran and all these other different countries. You know what I mean? So it's two wings of the same bird. You're going to get pretty much the same thing. It's just with the Democrats, you're going to get it faster. I believe Trump would at least hold off a little bit longer and give us some options, as far as he said he wouldn't mandate vaccinations, where the Democrats said they want to mandate vaccinations. So I don't know. It just it really doesn't seem like a really big difference between the two, because they're all in bed with Israel and they're all in bed with the LGBT, even though Trump is not he's the from my understanding, he's the first president to come into office pro gay rights out of all presidents, because Obama started off by saying he was against it at first and then switched in his second term to being pro-gay rights. So as far as I know, Trump is the first president to come in as a pro-gay president. So I also look at that and say, well, the Democrats and Republicans have some things in common too. They both like Israel. They both hate Iran. They both are LBG supporters. So I don't know. Just doesn't really seem like that big of a thing difference to me. We should have started our own party, but they threw Black Lives Matter out there for that, to make sure that we would be thrown off. But we should have started our own thing. We should have left all these folks alone. And that's my little two cents on what I got. And also, I sent you that that book I was telling you about, so it should be there by now. So,
what's the name of the book?
That's pretty much all I've got.
What's the name of the book, brother? What's the name of
the
book?
After the Ball. After the Ball.
After what?
After the Ball.
Okay, yeah, I did receive that. And thank you, brother. I'm going to be reading it. I'm going to be reading it within the next
you
couple of days.
What it was,
really
you seen what it was about. The reason why I sent it to you is because I know that we talk a lot about that. And they give a lot of their talking points and stuff in there. And then there's another thing that I realized about the book also, and it's that there was
no mention of
King James in there.
I do got to get.
Okay.
I understand. I do got to get to the next call, though. I'll call you separate for that, okay?
Got you. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I'm sorry. No problem. I got to drill down on these calls. All right, I really have to. All right. 770 area code. Shalom. You're live with the Gathering of Christ Church.
Good evening, elders.
Shalom. How are you?
Hello. Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed by the Almighty. The floor is yours.
Two things. I wanted to comment on the question you asked about brothers. So I just want to start off by saying, you know, I love our black man, and, you know, there's no others like them, no other men out there like them, and I would stay alone before I submit to any other. But when you showed the brother crying, forgot his name, the brother that
Van
you showed
Jones.
That was crying. Excuse me?
Yeah, Van Jones crying.
Yes. Okay, so, yes, that is the reason why I made that disclaimer, because that is the example that we see with many brothers. Of course, it's not all of them, but be this generation or the age, but when you show or teach examples of how black men should be, and, you know, half the time, the sisters that I know that are around me were usually like, you know, where are these men? So this is the example that I usually see, with them being, you know, soft or, and I don't want to say with them because it sounds like I'm saying all, but I think it's this generation where they're just like much softer or, you know, not as bold and so on. So not like how I've seen with my uncles and my dad growing up. So that's my comment on that. And the next thing was I wanted to know, how can I connect with the Houston body?
Okay. Or what state are you in?
Texas. I'm not there now.
Okay,
but
you in?
That's where I am. Oh. That's where I'm with that.
All right. Okay. Well, we have Elder. We have Elder Aria. I think I've already given him your number. So if he didn't reach out, I'll make sure the regional elder, which is Ramar, he'll contact you. Okay.
Okay.
The regional. All right.
All right,
thank you. All right. Now, it's deep what the sister's saying here, though.
All right.
because what are women to do if there's no protector? It's like almost damn if you do, excuse me, but damn if you don't, to some degree. I'm not saying all, it's not absolute, it's not an excuse for what women are doing out here. But if you don't have a protector, automatically you have to put up a defense to protect yourself in such an environment like we grew up amongst. So that's going to actually put out a hard posture, understandably so. And that's why the Bible says, in that day, it tell you that a man shall be like pure gold, rare, hard to find. But what women must do is, they can't give up. And number one, never lose your femininity. That's your power. So that when that man does come, because who knows, the Most High always has a way of having us cross paths, right? Having good men cross paths with good women. But you don't want to really blow the opportunity when you cross paths with a man, you know, by holding that hard posture you did in defense. You've got to always hold your femininity and show forth your power as, that's right, an agreeable, cooperative woman. Because there is a lot of good men out there, strong men. And guess what? I've seen a lot of them in this church. Exactly. But the problem,
what you're wearing is not abusive.
Exactly. But you have to realize when you do run into a strong man, he's gonna come with rules. And that's just the way it is. And in our society, like you're seeing, Iraq, a man with rules is abusive. He's abused. According to how this world claims, a man, you can't wear that. You can't talk over me. I don't argue. We don't do this. So that is, oh, man, he's controlling. He don't let you just, no, a man is supposed to control you. What, you don't want somebody that don't control you? You want to be out of there, out of control? So you have to realize, if a woman do run into a strong man, understand that his way goes. Now, how many women will accept that? Right? 310 area code.
Hello?
You're live.
Hey, how you doing, Elder? I'm calling from California, actually Corona, California. Hey. I've been watching you guys for a while now, and what I wanted to say, the brother that called earlier talking about how he was trying to wake up his family and kept getting distracted. I'm going through the same thing with my family. I made a post of Joe Biden talking about all the racist comments and stuff that he's on record saying and stating, and they refuse to believe this man. But if it was, you know, a reporter or a pundit or something, they would believe what they have to say, but they won't believe what's coming out of this man's own mouth. And it's just, it is frustrating. It's a secret battle against God's elect. It's like usually one or two chosen out of each family where you try to wake them up and they just don't get it. And I'm a little nervous and winded, but I didn't think I would be, but you guys are, Most High is amazing, man. I'm getting teary. I knew I was going to get on. I was sitting there rocking my daughter to sleep, man. It's crazy. Excuse me. But I love you guys. And it's real. All of us are talking about the same thing. We're all on the same spiritual wavelength. We're all praying to the same God, Ahaya, the Son Yeshaya, Christ. And that's all I wanted to say. I digress, as you would say, but there's definitely a secret war going on.
Okay, real quick, you've been having the same issues there as well, relating that to to family. You know, I'm noticing a lot of people are, you know, expressing this almost aggressive denial.
Right.
You understand, within families, when it comes to Biden guy and all this garbage going on with the Democrats and all that. Now, mind you, again, we say all the time, even though somebody's lost in translation, that we don't care about either party. But clearly we don't care about the Democrat situation because it's extreme. And if you're in the Bible, you can't possibly want to be a Democrat, quite frankly. So
Right. Have
you that same level that, you know, a lot of people are expressing as far as that? I guess it's cognitive dissonance, I would say, with our families. Well, without saying any names or anything like that, I'm just saying in general.
Right. But it's such a coincidence because it was my auntie as well. And she's, you know, she was born in the 50s. It's those baby boomers who they're under that strong delusion. They really brainwashed them. And you know, I got a lot of respect. I told her, I said, I admire you guys. You guys went through the civil rights. Y'all were out there marching and did all that. But the Bible says it would be the babes who would. It's my generation. I'm 37 years old. It would be my generation who would bring this truth out. The Lord would put an awakening on this earth. And you can't deny that. What's happening? You can't deny it. If you got eyes to see and ears to hear.
You know what? It's a shame because, you know, and it doesn't just fall on our people per se. Let me put this on hold.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure some of this exists on the other side with the Republicans, where politics become a religion to them almost.
Like a football team.
Yeah, and it's like we don't even realize without even knowing it. And I'm media condescending. It's to a degree where we get stuck on stupid. The reality is, what has the Democrats done for our people? What? And when you ask that question, people just go blank. Well, if they haven't done anything that you can actually identify, why are you all ramped up to defend something that does nothing for you? Well, what else do we have then? Like you say, it's a football game. It's like a sport. Well, it's something. To be able to, you know, to win an argument at a job or over a beer or something, more so than it's just a conversation. Like, you know, yeah, I heard, you know, Tom Brady threw 3 touchdowns yesterday. Folks, at the end of the day, you have to ask, if you're not getting nothing for it, why are you engaged in it? And the reality is you don't want to deal with the reality is because in your mind, you don't think there's an alternative, which is a clear sign of people who lack faith, who claim they believe in Christ, but can't see nothing outside of this system because they believe in it. And they believe in it because they really don't believe that there's a kingdom coming. That's why they're staying engaged, because at the end of the day, the questions lie, what other options do we have? The kingdom to come that was prophesied out of the Bible? Christ didn't vote for Herod. Christ didn't vote for Caesar. He said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar and what is God's God. If I'm under Caesar, that means I was born and my children are under a curse to serve Caesar until his kingdom falls. Hell, if I'm going to be working and operating and voting in a system to stay a slave. No. While Caesar's kingdom is going on, I'm going to begin to work to build ours, understanding that Babylon and Caesar's kingdom will soon fall. I don't have a dog in the fight. But if I didn't believe in a kingdom to come, I definitely wouldn't vote Democrat. That's dumb for me. Why would I vote for a system that empowers women through feminism against men? That upholds that disrespect the patriarchy of a strong black man and uses black gay men as the example of men. These are the men they have representing us. I'm not like that. Why should I vote for a party that would uphold that as the standard? That's against myself. I'm not going to stand up and celebrate Caitlyn wearing a dress. I don't believe that's courage. I'm not going to celebrate a woman having the right to choose with her body and kill our baby. So I think it's stupid voting for immorality. Why? Because I believe in the Bible. And that also highlights the hypocrites who claim they believe in Christ and God in these Christian churches, but yet they vote Democrat, which is destroying families, killing babies, and upholding gay men as a standard. A few more calls, and then we have to wish you all Godspeed. We're beyond the time. 832 area code.
Oh, Shalom, Elder.
Shalom.
Okay, I had a question for you. With all the things that y'all been bringing out, since all of the election and stuff been going on, and one of the main things I've been focusing on is just family in general. And I'm a young man, but I just was really just wondering, you know, what's the steps to actually get my house in order and make sure that, you know, I have younger kids. And, I just want to know what's the steps to take and, you know, what to do, you know, moving forward, just with all the stuff going on, you know.
Okay, I understand. How old are you?
I'm 26.
And you said you have younger children. You married?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how many children?
I have 4 children.
And they all by the same woman?
Yes, sir.
What city and state?
Houston, Texas. I'm with the Houston body. With the Houston body here.
Well, we're going to start assembling again regularly there. Don't worry about that. But when you ask what you need to do, we have elders there. We have Ramar. We have the elders there. What is it that you don't know already? Just follow the men we have there. But if you want to know what you have to do personally, you have to make a vested interest every day to make sure you pray with your wife, pray with your children, and sometimes put the devices away long enough for you to connect with the Most High. You move that same spirit in gathering. And you're only 26 years old, you're a young man, but respect counsel. Out of 1,000 counselors, have one. And make sure you link in with, we have Elder Arial over there. We also have, we have Quadam over there. We have some beautiful people. Learn to follow the brothers we have in position. The greatest teacher is an even greater disciple. A disciple is a student. Never lose your humility.
Okay.
What I would suggest for you as a young man at that age, make sure you read a chapter of the Bible every day. Every day, doesn't matter what. Even if you pull it up on your computer and read a chapter. Read a chapter every day and apply. And make sure you read a chapter where you're going into some history of the Old Testament. Read you a chapter in Proverbs or Ecclesiastes where you get some wisdom. And then read another chapter when it comes to the gospel of Christ.
Okay.
Always keep those things flowing. Like, believe it or not, you'll maintain some balance of wisdom and how to apply it in real life if you do it that way. But those are some great questions, and I'm sure that question helps others who might have the same questions on what role I can take to stay spiritually grounded. And I would do that because that's what I used to do. Make sure I get some wisdom scriptures on. Okay, everyone claim to be a friend when you have something. So what is a friend according to God? I go into Ecclesiastes and know what a friend is. Get yourself a strong concordance, and you study concerning what the Most High put in your mind concerning things you are inquisitive or always had questions about. If it comes up in your mind, get that word that comes to your mind, get yourself a strong concordance, and you read the scriptures concerning that, because the Most High has given you something. He's given you information. He's given you a trail that you must follow with that thought. Get yourself a strong concordance, and you study when that thing comes to mind, and you begin to, now you're growing your spiritual acumen. But understand, always stay in obedience,
come,
brother.
Come.
Never believe you're going to have people out there, and guess what? They're crazed and they're out of their mind. They'll tell you right out, well, listen, I'm not down with no camp. I'm not down with that. As if they are greater or above getting guided. And people like that, believe me, they're not going to last long. Because Christ, if he could do it alone, he would. He set the precedent. Okay? Make sure the Most High sent you with this church, grow with this church. It's not going to all be good. There are going to be bumps and bruises on the way, but stand and you're going to realize you're rooted in the right place. Okay?
Okay.
And if someone comes and try to shake your faith, and I'm not talking about if they come to elders, just another person, and start talking about other people and all that, and try to sow discord, know you're talking with the devil.
Kind. And I was also going to ask you, Elder, I know you have a lot of calls and things like that, but do you think with men nowadays, do you think that the spirit of passive aggressiveness is with a lot of men today?
Well, what's going on is what they have today that they didn't have back then, brother, that I think it's really an impediment, is the computer.
Okay.
Because back when I was growing up, there's certain things you couldn't do or say without understanding there was a consequence for it. And men today can be behind a computer like a coward and say and do things they wouldn't do normally before they were computers. Back then, there was a balance. Because if you said something wrong, if you said something wrong to a person, you knew you would suffer the consequences right there on the dime. So the passive aggressiveness is coming in now, that people have computer now, and you have people who would normally not bust a grape have an opinion or say something that they would normally say in front of a person, personally. So that's the difference. And what's going on? You have a lot of men who are soft, and they use the computer to hide. So that's the difference.
Fine.
All right? Yeah.
You shut the water up. Thank
you. Yeah, brother. So that's – but, brother, obviously, you're on the right track. You're on the right track. You're doing right by your wife, by your family. And you know what I mean? You're with the body. You're going to grow up with a strong example of what the nation of Israel is. You're going to show what the nation of Israel is all about, brother. And you just always stay humble and stay in obedience, brother, and you'll be fine, brother. Most I will raise you to do great, great, great things. All right?
Kind of the water elders. Thank y'all.
Now you're in the bar. Thank you. Okay, I only got two more calls, and I wish you all Godspeed. And I'll pick up the calls. I'll open up the call Saturday because I have to rest. 510 area code.
All right. Oh, Shalom.
You're live.
How you doing, Elder Ricardo? This is Brother Brian in Oakland, California.
Hey, nice to hear from you. Shalom.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you, too. I just wanted to let you know I thank you for all that you do, all the work that you do with the body, and I got your back, brother, till the end. We're speaking on these effeminate men. I don't know if you remember me, Elder Ricardo, but I'm the one. I'm in the Antioch body. I started with this troop with Xavier back in the day. He's Balas now. And I'm the one, the EMT, that did the speech at the Antioch body. And so I'm calling and responding. I'm listening to this, and I need your prayer on this one, Elder, because I've tried everything I could with my mom and family, and it's like I believe the spirit is on the Sunday Christian church. You cannot penetrate anything they say. I'm at ground zero. I test people. I see all that COVID stuff coming through the door and all of that, and I told my mom, Mom, in a nutshell, you know, there's no such thing as COVID the way they're saying it. Why did I say that, Elder? She went off on me, didn't want to talk to me, hung up on me, and I just tell her that I love her, you know. That's all that I can do. But in response, in a nutshell, the Sunday Christian church, that era is utterly dead. You can't tell them anything. All you can do is pray for them and let them go. Because they're going to be the ones that's going to turn us in. I can see it coming
absolutely.
A mile away.
Absolutely. I mean, treacherous, a treacherous spirit. But you know what? I tell you what, though. At least they show you where they stand. And that's why Christ says, either be hot or cold or be spewed out. You got to respect them for standing with what they believe, even if it's nonsense. But there's another thing when people know the truth like we do. They're the dangerous ones. At least your grandma, she's standing in the faith of what she believed, because if she try to believe anything else, it'll probably break her. That's all she knows. You can't put new wine in old bottles. But I tell you what. I bet you your grandmother give you the shirt off of that.
Yeah, you're right. No, it's my mom. It's my mom.
Right?
Yeah.
Your mother. I bet you your mother would give you the shirt off her back, right?
She would. Absolutely.
Exactly. So even though she don't have the doctrine you have, if she give you the shirt off her back, she's exercising the principles of the law without having the law. And guess what? Don't sleep on that, brother. It's just that some people can't give it up because they've built their life on it. And if they were to give it up, they would lose faith altogether. That's a whole nother level of wisdom that you have to understand. You have to build them where they are, and you have to work with her at that level. She'll give you the shirt off her back. Guess what? That's the level you work with her on. You have to condescend to the lowest level. She's still your mother, and guess what? Christ is in her. But some people have built their faith on something that they've known all their life, and if they were to let it go, they would lose faith. So you have to patiently work with her. You can't put new wine in old bottles.
Okay?
But here's a big – exactly, brother. Now, the greater problem we have is we got people in this truth that would lie, cheat, destroy, harm others. They're the betrayers. I went through a few of them the other day. We got some demons out there that they would steal from the church, then sideways name themselves close to the gathering of Christ Church. Like you see other people with gathering this and gather this and light of this and all that, so that people can run into their videos and they can deceive people. And here it is. They don't have no other works otherwise than doing so. When it comes to the people in the Christian church, they might not have everything. But you know what? I'll trust some of them before I trust some of the people who claim to be Israel and do some of the things that I'm witnessing. We had a brother that came through and lied to people and told people that I'm taking marching orders from some Jewish guy that, you know, all this crazy stuff. And all the time luring people into another country, stealing their money and all that, and stealing money, then told people that he's going to talk to Elder Ricard-Shiar about franchising the Gathering of Christ Church, and he's going to pay us a franchising fee. This is the sicko stuff that goes on with people.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about that guy, that Ben guy out of Florida. I was the one who, and it made me good to see you smile, too. I was the one who left that comment that said that there's no scripture that says it's the unpardonable sin to give someone a nice, justifiable butt whooping. That was me that left that, and you laughed about that because it's the truth. I mean, you playing with people's souls and lives in these days and using people's names, that's not cool. That's not cool.
And they do this right up under our noses, harming people and all that. And at the end of the day, these people will be out there bugged out, lost everything. And guess at the end of the day, they're blaming the church. So, brother, listen, your mother is fine. Believe me, compared to some of what I'm witnessing now, the enemies sometimes are within, like some of the people we pointed out the other day. So I'm going to leave it there, all right? Bless you, brother. I'm going to take that in and call you. Been a long time.
Okay.
Man, I need to reach out.
Please do, Elvin. Please do give me a call. Good to hear from you. It's a lot of, I wanted to share some things with you offline and concerns with money, a big donation I don't want to say over the air, and some other things. So, Tawada, bless you, and I'll be waiting for your call.
Hold up. Don't hang up. Let me write down your number. I have your rock writing down your number, brother. It's been good to hear from you. I'm glad. It feels good to hear someone who's been here from the beginning. And, man, when I heard your voice, I'm like, man, he sounds familiar.
Yes, right, I got you, Elder. Tell the end. You can believe that.
I really appreciate you, brother. I'm going to call you up. Ain't that so?
Okay. The water.
All right. Bless you. Are you in the box? Shalom. You're live.
Shalom.
You're live.
Is it me, Elder?
We're live. We're about to break down. After that,
okay.
You got sunshine.
Okay.
Talking.
All right, Shallow. My whole thing is, I haven't cried that bad like Van Jones did since my last butt whooping at about 10 years old. Where are these people coming from? And as far as my take on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I think they're just trying to – it's something to further separate our women from our men, you know what I mean, by empowering a so-called supposedly black woman that most of our women out in the world don't know is not black. And they're looking at it like she's the first black vice president, and it's just a tool used to further separate them from the men or empower them over men. And that's pretty much all I got to say to this brother Harold from the Florida body.
It's good talking to you, brother. And Harold, let me tell you, it's like our people, I mean, it's like we have to pray for our sisters, man. Some of them have a short memory. Not long ago in California, she was throwing black women in jail, throwing children would miss school for whatever reason. And she made her law and said, I'm going to start locking these black women up. I'm going to lock them up. For some reason, we look at that, and we're being Obama all over again. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right.
You asked your sister, okay, Kamala, what do you know about Kamala before this year? So they could have just stuck anybody up there of color. You don't know nothing about this woman, but she's showing you how stupid they think our people are. Well, she's black. Well, the white people say she's okay, so. And she's a person of color. No, she should lock black women up. And if she did that at a lower office, what do you think she'll do at the top office? And nine times out of ten, you know what I mean? If anything, they're posturing her to be president because no one would vote her in otherwise. Who would vote for her? She couldn't make it through the primary. So they backdoored her with a guy that had one foot in the grave. So that by default, the first black, come on, man. Y'all can't see what they're doing. Biden couldn't even stay up all night on election night. They had to give him a hot toddy and tuck him in, you know, because he was losing, you know, he was losing his words in the midst of his speaking. So he got one foot in the grave so that she can be the first black Asian woman, whatever person of color. How long y'all gonna keep going for this, folks? They're posturing her, knowing that this guy just had dinner the other night with the Crypt Keeper. All right, Nick, last call.
Hello? Hello? Shalom? Hi, Elder.
Hey, talk to you.
Hello? Hi, Elder. Shalom. Hi. Oh, Elder. Shalom. Hi. Hello?
Come on.
Hello?
Bring it, sister. Bring it.
Okay,
come on.
Okay, elders, just like some of the prior callers said, this is such a strong topic. The prior callers were talking about how our people, we just don't know. Just the other day, I was in Home Depot, and this lady, I said, good day. And this lady said, beautiful day, and I'm happy, and we have a new president. And I was in such shock. She was just so happy because she had a new president, she said. And so I'm thinking with this blame on the black community, they are purposefully creating a divide, and by being, you know, causing us saying that we're tampering with the votes just to get Biden over Trump, they're also saying, like Elder Lawyer was saying, that we cheated for Biden. And so every terror or whatever is to come unleashed upon us, the true children of Israel, it's our fault because we put King Biden over us. And the covenant breakers and the gays or the abortionists or all of them, we put them over us. And so it's like they're saying, we're the gays, we're the abortionists, we're the deceitful brutes out there in the world. Because even though the dead vote ballots, you know, came so that the COVID votes, so that Biden could get in, it's like we're saying we love Biden, so we made our bed, and so we're going to lie in it. And compared to Trump, Biden's spirit is less masculine, so it seems easier for him to go ahead and, you know, attack the children of Israel. He's the one that said, what was it in that clip that he doesn't have to be born a Zionist, he is a Zionist, you know. And so Bill Gates cut loose, and when the Van Jones, who was there crying for Biden's election, he spoke in tears, and like another caller said, it was like he's either intentionally or unintentionally tricking us. And we in this society were so feminized, and we agree with feminism, this awful thing called feminism, so much that we'll believe him. Key words that we'll finally have a reset. And this is the same words, the same code words that the powers that be have been saying over and over, this reset of the entire world to control and manipulate us into this kind of beast system. It's like a code word for, okay, change, system change, currency change, or acceptance of the beast. And no matter what we do, it's always like normalized as something to be punished, we the children of Israel, whether it's church going or socializing or any of that. And so I'm just looking at it there, elders, as the signs, you know, that this is the mark of the end. Babylon is falling, but by grace that we as Israel are rising with every war and evil against us and every righteous man's cry, we are rising. And so we don't have to fear, like Elder Gabar's shirt was saying, faith over fear, because we don't fear them that can kill the body, but only him that can kill the soul and body in hell. And I'm so grateful to fear the Most High and keep his commandments. And that's all I want to say, elders. I'm just so grateful. Shalom.
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 And, Shalom, I'm going to end it there with her, but Elder Lawyer, you can have the last word real
praise
quick.
The Most High.
But, you know, I mean, shalom.
Lord, thank you for joining us on this broadcast. Thank you for joining us on Blog Talk and the Word about it. If you get a chance to say your piece, don't worry. We'll make sure you're able to say your piece with some status. So I'm going to end it out. Elder Lawyer, if you have to say, you can say it. But before we do that, of course, I want to show this real quick. See here, I'm going to show this real quick, and then Elder Lawyer, I'm going to give you the last word, okay? What is the world coming?
Well, it's easier to be a parent this morning. It's easier to tell you the truth.
Hold on. You gotta get it right. Character matters.
Be a good person. Matters. And it's easy to
Thank you.